USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Cities along the Mississippi River are preparing for what could be one of the worst floods in 20 years, thanks to the record snowpack in Minnesota and North Dakota that's now melting into the river's headwaters.
It's worrisome, but I'm trying not to go there. You know, I could fill my head with all that madness. But I'm just going to go with the flow, and if the flow over, it's over.
Davenport, Iowa resident Bobby Stansberry's watched the river steadily rise, surrounding houses and businesses, and it won't crest in Davenport until maybe Sunday. The same fear of a melting snowpack turning into big flooding has led the National Park Service to close parts of Yosemite National Park in California starting tomorrow. South Korea's president is honoring the 70th anniversary of the alliance between his country and the USA.
Your support has dignified my visit. I know that no matter where you sit, you stand with Korea.
In a speech to a joint meeting of Congress, President Yoon Suk Yeol says his country will never forget the American heroes who fought to defend freedom. The parents of the man who killed five people at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky, say their son should have never been allowed to have a gun.
Connor was seeing two mental health professionals, and that he was able to walk out with a weapon and ammunition in 40 minutes.
On the Today Show, Todd Sturgeon said his son suffered from anxiety, panic attacks, and even once had attempted suicide, but the parents say they never imagined their son would hurt people. The senator who's been a thorn in the side of fellow Democrats could be in for a tough re-election race if he decides to run. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says he's running for the Senate seat now held by Senator Joe Manchin. The man who pioneered the tabloid talk show has died. Jerry Springer drew outrage and big ratings for 27 years. He died after a battle with cancer today at age 79. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Another drug that's now used to treat type 2 diabetes may soon get a second purpose. Eli Lilly says its drug Mounjaro is on track to win FDA approval as a weight loss drug. Lilly says its studies show that obese people who do not have diabetes have experienced weight loss by as much as 20% using Mounjaro. FDA approval could come by the end of the year. On the flip side, experts at the American Heart Association have ranked the top 10 diet plans in the USA for how they affect heart health. The highest ratings go to the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet, both of which rely on vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy. The new list gives the lowest scores to the Paleolithic diet and the ketogenic diet for their reliance on animal fats. The woman convicted of fraud over the false claims made by her blood testing lab is not yet in prison. Lawyers for Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes have filed an appeal to postpone the deadline for Holmes to report to prison. She's looking at an 11-year sentence for falsely claiming that the Theranos test could detect a wide range of issues with just one drop of blood. We all heard the chants, build the wall. A couple of men in South Texas decided instead to steal the wall. The two have admitted their parts in a plan to steal hundreds of unused border wall panels. Jose Gonzalez and Juan Rojas pleaded guilty to stealing the 200 panels that were in storage and selling them for scrap to the tune of about $2 million. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.